Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports, live from Las Vegas. We're waiting on Mike, so currently hosting is myself, Matt Esposito, with Gary Wyatt.
How you doing?
And our guest today is Chloe Lynch.
Hi.
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 You're here, finally.
I know, after many, many months of trying to see.
And why is that? You got a job or something?
I did.
Oh,
wait.
I did.
All right, so just when I wanted to go wash my car, you did.
I did. I mean, just wasn't the right work environment. Just didn't like it too much.
And what was this job?
At Fabulous Freddy's. I was a car wash person, wiped a car.
Just when I wanted to go wash my car.
Bring it in. I'll show up.
Was it just too busy or just all the boys giving you crap or what?
Kind of.
Too much racing.
Yes, actually racing did play a big part in it. The management, the employees, it just all was its own little issues, each and every one of them. And then I had my own issues with school and racing, and they didn't like that I did actually something out of work.
Well, I hate to break the bad news, but that's life. That's going to happen.
Yeah,
over,
I know. But
especially away from work.
Well, when I had my interview, he was like, that should be no issue as long as you request your time, blah, blah, blah. I did that. And he got mad that I had too many days off.
Some people.
Yeah.
I know.
Some people's bosses.
I know. Terrible, right?
Yes.
I think that's why most of the racers are either self-employed or they work for a company that sponsors them.
Yeah. I wish I could do that, but it's okay.
You could do anything you want.
I mean, I can try, but it's not at hand right now.
Oh, so then who's paying for the car?
M&D. I call it M&D. Mom and Dad.
All right. I've seen that somewhere, too.
Where?
M&D.
Where?
M&D.
M&D.
I'll show you later.
Okay.
It's on the back of his truck.
Oh, nice.
The truck you parked behind.
Did I even notice?
The license plate says, thanks, M&D. Thanks, Mom and Dad. See?
Is there a reason for it?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, see?
See, I'm slow. It's okay.
Your mom's here to speed you up.
Yes, I know. She always tells me what I need to do. It's fine.
It's okay.
So I don't know what Mike has
I don't know where.
Thing, so...
We're waiting on Mike, but we're killing time waiting on Mike.
When was your last race?
Was it last weekend? I think it was last weekend.
No, it was the last whatever.
Last weekend. Championship.
So that was, that was championship?
Yeah.
It was a Thursday, that Thursday one.
Yeah, Thursday.
The same.
With Arca there.
Yeah. Oh, you raced with the Arca.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So how'd you like?
Oh, Mike's here.
Late. Early bird Mike.
Hi.
Now we're going to get rolling.
There we go. Are we? What did I miss?
So that must have been a fun night, huh? A little bit more promotion, more people out.
Oh, yeah. Well, on the lower divisions, like the for the Legends, it wasn't as many people there, mainly because it was a Thursday, and a lot of people that race at the Bullring are people from town, so it's kind of hard just to get a Wednesday off, and then if you're going, you want to watch ARCA, so you have to get like 3 days off.
What did you think of that Wednesday race? Thursday race. Did you like racing on Thursday instead of Saturday?
No. No. Because I still had to get up for school and then get up for school. No.
Oh, so there's a catch to it.
Yes.
You still had to get up and go to school.
But I didn't.
So back to the question, how'd you like Thursday's race? Racing on a Thursday.
Still didn't like it.
No.
No.
But anyway, thanks, M&D, for the day off.
Yeah. Thanks, M&D, for the day off.
More M than D. What,
Usually.
I got that race tonight. I really don't feel.
Yeah, I wanted to see Jesse Love and Joey East. They were racing in the ARCA, so I stayed out later.
Are those people you know, or like?
Yeah,
like...
I used to race with them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, back in the Bander days.
And they're racing ARCA now?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah. And they're both younger than me.
So. Uh-oh. Sounds what? Like M and D's in trouble. More M than D.
It's okay.
That's
so
all,
did you get a chance
feel.
To see them and talk to them?
They're all younger than
yeah,
me.
Yeah, actually, it was nice.
Good to catch up and all that.
Kind of. It was just like, you know, after race, it's just like, oh my God, like, let me just sit here.
You relax.
And
yeah.
Instead, so many people are coming up to you, hey, I know you.
That's good. You got to get used to that, right? The more you race, the more you got to get used to people coming up. And just like you going visiting them, right? They're like, here's Chloe. No.
Sometimes, like for a moment, I didn't think they remembered me. I was just kind of like, I was like.
How do you not remember me?
I was so upset. I was like, we raced for top three. Of course I got third, but still.
That's why they don't remember you.
That's
not what
a warm
man would remember. Wait,
really?
Good
you gave him a
very
run
good.
For their money.
Going to work on your speech. The M&D Legend car was running good today. I wish I could pull one through for my sponsors.
Yeah.
So when you did talk to them, did it give you any insight on racing the ARCA series at all?
No, it was just more like, hey, how you doing? Right. I've been doing good.
What have you been up to? Small talk.
How's it feel to be back in your hometown? Oh, it's nice.
So are they from here and they went and raced in? They're racing the ARCA series?
So Jesse Love is from here.
Okay.
I don't know where Joey East is
from.
But
pretty
they travel,
sure he's
obviously.
From here. He
right.
raced the Bullring as
wow.
his main track.
But that's cool because that's what we see nowadays is people that race in the Bandos going up into Legends and ARCA and SRL and all these different series.
Yeah.
So you got a lot of avenues that you can look at.
I know. I'll be like, hey, I know you. Like, come on. Come on.
You need someone like me on your team.
Right. I'm like, hey, aren't you going up to like the next thing, like, you want me to take your spot?
Right, there you go. You move up and I'll jump in the seat.
Oh yeah, we both can move up. It'll be nice.
That's right you gotta
be like
pass.
But you have to write my paychecks too. I don't have money.
We're gonna write you're gonna use your sponsors so.
Yes, I was like, we're gonna support everyone here. Okay.
Cool. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to jump in and take over.
No,
I appreciate
no
I'm
glad you jumped in and took over.
I'm late, so, and thanks. So hopefully you guys did the introduction and all that. Of course, we got Chloe Lynch here. Appreciate you coming back after. It's been a few months or so, right?
Yeah.
4 or 5 months, something like that. So I'm sure there's a few things to talk about. We'll let you check your turkey in the oven.
We're good.
Okay. That's what it sounded like. Well, almost that season, actually.
It's like ding, ding, ding. Food's ready.
But, thanks for coming in. And I know you've done some legend racing, and did you do anything else besides that, except for the legends?
Not washing cars, apparently.
Oh. Well, was that that's your day job, or did I?
Was. That's what you missed.
For how long? Are we allowed to talk about that?
Freddie wasn't
too
fabulous.
Too much.
Let's just say that.
Well, you know what? And that's just part of growing up. I mean, we've all been through short-lived jobs and all that stuff like that, you know.
See, but my thing is, I love money. I'm very money motivated.
Well, then you'll be good in the working world.
No, because then I have to go, and I don't want to.
So you love money if it's being handed to you.
No, actually, I hate getting handed money. It's a very, like, controversial thing.
But that's good. That's an entrepreneurial.
My God, you should be an influencer.
Mine.
Oh, yeah. Let's become YouTubers all together. Come on, guys. We need TikToks.
Isn't that what everybody wants? TikTok or YouTube or something?
That's what everyone wants to be now.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Call themselves influencers.
Isn't that what it is?
Influence people to do bad things.
Yeah, pretty
much. Not always. Right? I mean, you're an influencer. You influence a lot of young, you know, you're young yourself, but there's a lot of younger drivers, like in the Bandoleros and things like that probably look up to you. Do you ever... Do you see that, like, in autograph sessions and so on? Do you have people come up to you and be like, hey, I love watching you race?
Yeah, I have actually quite a few people that comes down up from the stands to my pit every race. And they're like, hey, like, I saw that. Like, what happened?
What are you talking about?
I was like, what? That was, like, 2 hours ago.
What are we talking about?
I was like, can you refresh my mind, please?
But you hand out hero cards and stuff that and all these things. You know, that's something that, like, you got to do nowadays. And that's somebody that, like yourself, that doesn't stand still because you're busy off the track on top of being busy on the track. So what are some of the things you do off the track? I know you've been busy off the track, not just with school and stuff like that. What else do you guys get involved with?
So as of right now, I stopped all sports and everything just because I switched over to a new school and it's my – senior year, and I'm like, I'm probably not going to make the team. So didn't do that this year.
Okay.
But I'm thinking about doing lacrosse.
Is that something they do in schools, lacrosse? Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, they do it
at
my
school. Okay, because I know back east they do lacrosse a lot, but not on the west.
Well, my
area.
School does it, and we play against club teams.
Oh, okay.
Because not
a
lot of schools have lacrosse.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
But I know a lot of California schools that have lacrosse.
So you might be able to travel and do some competition in California. That's cool. So you're going to be able to do sports and racing? Are you still going to continue doing racing, or do you plan on doing more racing?
So I want to do more racing. I think we're going to do the whole entire season of Havasu and travel back and forth and everything. And then between there, just kind of travel wherever we can.
Right. Is your legend season
finished
at
the bull ring?
At the bull ring. Okay. How'd you do in points?
I think I got ninth in the bull ring.
Cool.
I think. But then what was national?
Because I forgot you guys do national points also. Okay.
The nationals, I know I'm top female as of right now.
Wow, sweet.
But I don't remember what number.
Right, okay. So. Well, we'll keep an eye out for that. Because that's something that... you know, the stats don't mean nothing, but they do mean something sometimes, you know, and it's to be nationwide and in the position that you're in, that's really cool.
So do you want to go into professional racing?
My thing as of right now, I'm not driving for it. I'm not like, oh my God, yes. And I'm not looking for anything else. I have my backup plans. If the opportunity comes up, I'll be more than happy to take it. But if it doesn't,
you know what, though, if you know, that's, you're doing everything that you're supposed to do to be a professional racer. I mean, you're consistent. You keep your name out there. If you get out there, look at ChloeLynchRacing.com and find out more about who Chloe Lynch is and her family, because they're involved in a lot of great stuff. And some of the stuff that you do off the track is amazing. You know, you just did some special event. It was in the last couple months for veterans. Am I correct on that?
Yes,
you want to talk a little bit about that?
Race to race?
Yeah.
The what?
Race to race.
Yeah, so every racer at the track actually had their own special
booth or
not.
Okay.
You got not a sign, but like you were given a person and everything.
And
you represented them and all that. And it was actually very nice. All the sheets of papers came with their story and what happened.
And unfortunately, those are some sad stories, but we can take those stories and, you know, hopefully save another life or just be, you know.
And Chloe's person, she unfortunately committed suicide. Right. They want to say her 9-month-old twin.
Right.
So Chloe got in contact with the mother.
Oh, that's cool.
And sent them things. So they still very much stay in contact. So it's really awesome.
You know, you'd be surprised at how many hearts you touch by doing something like that. And you don't know. You might not ever know, but you're probably saving a life in the future, you know? And
well, I mean,
it's amazing for you to do something like that.
Yeah, it's hard to deal with someone that killed themselves
right.
and was suicidal and everything. It's really hard on you and everything. And just...
Yeah, that's cool. You know, and it's not just with that, but they're a veteran, you know, and
yeah.
that's something else that you're close with is, you know, with the veterans and so on. And you got your own story and so on, but... To be involved with that and be, you know, just on the path you are with the, just, you know, it's about America. It's about being a patriot, you know, doing the right things. And, you know, so you're doing in my eyes, doing the right stuff. So
yeah,
really
even
cool.
Surprisingly today, the Army reached out to
me.
No
way.
Like, hey, we've been trying to reach you. This and that.
Is that something, I mean, military's not a bad thing. I mean, I know as a parent, it's tough, but have you thought about stuff like that? I mean, there's Army, Air Force, you know, Navy. I always say go to the Air Force. That's a better way to go. But anyways, my whole family's from the Air Force, and I know a lot of people that
Marines.
Air Force. But so that's something that has been in the back of your mind, I guess, right? Military?
I mean, it always has. I was in RTC throughout my high school career besides my senior year. So it was just kind of always there, kind of that's what I liked most about school and everything, especially uniform days.
Right.
And just
and all your...
My uniform.
Yeah.
It was so
that's
nice.
Cool. Do you have an ROTC-type program where you're going to school now?
No, unfortunately not.
Okay.
Yeah, no, only...
Mom's like, no military, please.
No, in town.
Yeah, you're right, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe in the next, like, 4 to 10 years I'll join,
right.
But as of the state right now, no.
Do they teach you a lot in the ROTC about what the different, is it like specific to Army or Air Force when they're in the ROTC?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
So the first school I went to, it was Army, and then the next school I went to, it was Navy.
Oh, okay.
And so we all kind of get our own thing, but
that's cool.
I was mainly with the Army, and I really liked the way that they did things, and it just made more sense in that way than the Navy. They're like complete two different things.
Right.
And so,
but you didn't get to experience the Air Force or...
Yeah, Air Force. I know Durango has Air Force.
Is that what it is?
The different schools have the different... So then that's where you were able to get the waiver.
Right.
Before, like now, you can pretty much go anywhere as long as you have transportation. But before, when you were zoned, you can get a waiver of your zone if you're going into ROTC.
Oh, wow.
So if you wanted to go to a certain school before something, they would let you go.
Well, that's a cool program because when you actually do join, I guess you step up in certain ranks when you join.
Oh, yeah.
So.
I mean, she could do ROTC at college, too.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wow. College sounds like a good thing, right?
I would want to go to college,
right.
But then at the same time, like a all like military college. I don't know about that.
Were you looking at any colleges?
You get the best of both worlds,
like,
sir.
UNLV or UNR or anything like that?
So I am actually Wednesday, not tomorrow, next Wednesday. We're going to Arizona to visit NAU.
Oh, cool.
So that'll be nice. I've already visited ASU. I've been accepted to both.
Oh, sweet.
So, I mean, we're just
And that's close, right? So you guys are happy with that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, it's just the only schools that have what I like.
Are you looking, like, in this on the West area, or are you looking abroad?
So I was looking broadly and looking at everything, but the world flipped upside down and everything.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to, like, it's either a 3-day drive or a 16-hour flight when it could be a 4-hour drive.
Yeah,
and if something happens and I can cry my whole way there, and then by the time I get there, I'm fine.
Mom, I need you.
Mom, bring my race car. Bring my race car down.
Are you looking? Are you looking at places that have tracks nearby?
Well, I do plan on traveling back and forth for racing and everything, and still racing at the bull ring. I honestly have no clue what tracks are out there. I know there's Tucson, but I don't know.
Well, it depends. You can race, you know, road course stuff. There's the, you know, you can go up, step up, and start racing at Phoenix Raceway.
Oh, yeah. Big gun.
Yeah. There's dirt racing, too. There's a lot. You know, I don't know if that's something you thought about, but
yeah.
So that's...
See, I want to go dirt racing so bad. I want to go out to Pahrump and just, like...
Yeah. Well, Gary's going to get you set up in one of his bombers, so if you never tried it, you got to try it. It's a lot of fun. So, Gary, there's something for you to do.
Yeah.
Get your bomber ready, and she can go race a race or two in Pahrump.
Oh, that'd be...
It is a lot of fun. It's you know, it's different, but it's like low key. It's like so relaxed. I mean, you probably talk to people that's raced out there, and it's just so
different.
Every
time I go to Pahrump, it's something different. I wouldn't say it's too much relaxed, or if that's
well,
it
depends on who.
Like
well, I was gonna say you're probably hanging out with the wrong crowd because they're.
No, it's fun. It's not the wrong crowd. You just have the wrong perspective.
It's the fun crowd, okay? I know the crowd you hang out with.
Yes, it's the fun crowd. Come on now.
The excitement always comes to them. I'll call it excitement.
Yes, it is.
No, I'm just playing. I mean, that is a fun crowd, but I'm not playing about that. But dirt racing in itself is a lot of fun. And, you know, and you probably had opportunities to race maybe mini stock or something out there.
I want to, yeah. I mean, it's always like, hey, you can drive my mini stock. And then it's like, okay, when? And
yeah,
like,
you keep talking about it, right? Yeah. Might not want to ever come back to asphalt racing if you go dirt racing.
I don't know. I feel like dirt racing could teach me a lot for asphalt, for
you know,
especially in the Legends.
Well, and you probably can speak more about dirt racing yourself than anybody else. What do you think about that learning experience in the dirt?
It teaches you... it teaches you more on the dirt than on the pavement.
Right. But can you pick up any bad habits on the... Because I have heard of that, too. Like, you can
pick
up some bad habits on the dirt.
Place, yeah.
You know, because you get used to... You know, you want to get that thing to kick out and slide and all that. And that's part of the fun. But then, you know, does some of that...
Can you drive it while it's like
right.
that, though?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
that's
on the
where you have to learn.
On the dirt, you can, not on that.
Well, that's what... Dirt.
It's not on that.
You can,
you're
but
not supposed to.
Not supposed to. And four.
At the dwarf cars for the dirt, that's something that would fit more of what you're used to driving, you know. So, but I don't know.
That's what I say, the dwarf cars for
her.
Since she's used to that Legend car.
Right. It's kind of the same.
So which one's a dwarf car? Just so I can have like a picture in my mind.
Okay, you never heard of a dwarf?
I have,
so
and I always pretend like I know what they are, but I really don't.
Okay, what they are, it's basically a legend car. It's the same wheelbase, similar bodies. They got some funky bodies, but the engines are probably more open than the Legends.
Wait, is it the little tiny
one? They look just like a Legends. They look just like a Legends car for the most part.
What's
you don't want to race that?
What's the one with the big... steering wheel, it's like a school bus, and instead of it being like out like this, it's like out in front like this. That's the race car I want to drive. I've sat in one, don't know what it is.
I think that's Autotopia at Disneyland.
Right? They have a real flat. You're probably thinking like a cam coupe or something. It's like real big. It's not a small car.
Open wheel.
No, it's a little bit bigger. It wasn't that. It was a little bit bigger than a Legend. It was Diesel's West car. He was trying to sell it to me before I got the Bando.
You would probably know. What is
and
Diesel drive?
It just... Well, he didn't drive it at the bowling.
Oh, right.
So, I mean, I don't know, but it was like... big steering wheel. That's what I like most about it. And then the big old tires.
Well, I'm thinking of maybe a cam coupe is the only thing I can think of that's something like that. But that's a dwarf. But she's talking about something different.
Right. But that's a dwarf car.
Yeah. Okay. And if you basically it's the same wheelbase as a Legend,
yeah.
And all that. But was the car you're talking about like a big car or was it small?
No,
but
it
with
was
a big
like
wheel?
It was a little bit bigger than a Legend,
okay.
Like probably more wider than
okay.
a Legend. Same length, but a little wider.
And it's possible these have, you know, I don't know if they have quick steering them and things like that. I don't know
I don't
a lot
know,
about
but
them.
I liked
but,
it. It was cool.
Either way, I mean, any kind of dirt. You can get in dirt racing. You can get into would be fun. So Gary, you have
it's
a project.
A lot of fun.
You have a project.
Okay.
That's
yeah.
the should be on your top,
another
top
one.
Of your priority.
Oh.
Well, you know,
how can I keep putting top priority
on
top,
top
of priority
right?
on
yeah.
top of priority?
Something's got to move down
uh-huh.
from the priority list.
Well,
how long do they race in Pahrump till November?
Usually the mid-November.
Mid-November.
Yeah, usually.
Midgets.
Maybe.
Oh, it's probably.
Yeah,
probably
maybe.
Says
probably.
Mr. Scott Lynch.
Okay. Okay. Well, that makes more sense. I didn't think of the midget cars. Those would be something else.
I don't know.
Those
I
would be
like
fast.
The steering wheel.
Yeah. That. Yeah. And then, I don't know. I've never.
Oh, now her dad's texting too. Midget. You're not here.
Right.
You are not here.
Yeah. Right. There's a seat for him right there. So.
He's not mad at me last
really?
Time because
what?
He was like, you forgot a whole season of your race career.
Oh, no.
He was like.
It was the one your dad was involved
like,
in.
You did go to Washington. You raced at the road course by the bull ring. I'm like. My bad. I did not know.
We're down by 2 points.
We gotta remember,
your pressure was 14. Like,
and
Dad knows everything.
Yeah. Well, we had to wake her up every 3 minutes last
uh-huh.
time. So.
Hey, we're doing good this time.
We are.
I haven't yawned yet.
No, that's
okay.
right. It's coming, though. But.
Well, now that we're talking about
I know,
I'm
exactly.
fighting one.
I'm sorry. I brought it up. But okay, well, you know, Gary's got a project to do, and we'll get you
another one.
One of these times. Yeah.
Another. Well, just like. Just maybe if it could be before the last race.
How about, you know, obviously a bomber is a full-size car. Have you driven a full-size car?
I mean, I have my car
well,
I drive on the street.
Well, is that yours?
Yeah.
Is that Jeep?
Yeah,
with
Jeep.
No heating and no air conditioning.
Well, you know what?
Windows.
No, it's broken handle.
It's a cool car, though, so that's what's cool. It's supposed to look good.
And the mom couldn't get out today, so she had to walk around.
Well, she has to learn about how racers
hey, wait,
have to get in out of a
watching,
car.
Because I shouldn't be in trouble.
Wait, Dad, we got some projects for you.
That's right.
We didn't order a handle.
Well, that's supposed to be like your responsibility to keep the car up and the upkeep on it or what?
Well, I mean, it was a surprise, and then all the defaults were also a surprise. So,
hey, you know what?
Vice grips.
If you
vice
have
grips
the,
and duct tape, and you're good to go.
Well, you have the default with the you know defects with the car. What would you rather have? I mean, no car, no defects, or a car with defects.
Well, I mean, it's better than a BMW. My mom wanted me to get a BMW. You
yeah.
wanted a BMW.
You know what?
She wanted the little white girl dream. Like you know the basic
yeah.
little white girls. That's what she wanted.
And who went out and bought your car and surprised you?
See. Okay, and it wasn't
a BMW,
right? You know what? You're lucky you didn't get BMW. I had a BMW for a little while, but it had a lot of,
yeah. It would have been more issues
yeah.
and more expensive.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and they're good cars when they're
within
the first 3 years old. I think after 3 years
set.
Old, yeah, then you start. Yeah, and they are safe, but hey, the Jeep's cool.
The Jeep is cool. A bunch of the top on and the windshield. Oh, Gary lives.
What are you thinking about taking them off and going off-roading or what?
Yes. It rained today, and I was like, oh, my God, Mom, I want to go off-roading so bad.
No.
Like, and she was like, we just need to put the O2 sensor back in, and then you can. I was like, okay.
Hey, good idea. Yeah, keep it broken
like
all the time.
No
way up the hill.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not even a mile away. Probably not even half a mile away. Literally right up the street. You take two turns and it's there.
Well, you know, those things do roll. They're a high roll center.
Safer
so you
going
to watch out. Yeah, you do have to be careful. I do
I
know
mean,
some people that think they can do things in a Jeep that they shouldn't be in.
Well,
and they
I've
roll
taken
them.
A Jeep out there before. And
really?
It worked out pretty well.
Did you know about that?
She does.
Okay.
Yeah. It wasn't mine. It wasn't mine. It's okay.
Okay. So you did go jeeping out there before? And
it was, yeah,
it was
fun.
Why you, is that why you wanted a Jeep?
I've always wanted a Jeep. Right. Ever since I was like, how old would you say? Like
forever.
Six? I was like, Mom, I want a Jeep Wrangler. A Jeep Wrangler.
Did you get one of those power
wheels?
Yeah, the pink ones. The little power wheels?
No, I think she got me the princess carriage.
Oh, okay.
Same difference.
Yeah, just saying, she had the white girl dream.
She
no,
did.
No, just kidding.
No, for Christmas, literally. She didn't get me anything I asked for, and I'm not, like, saying that, like, it's a bad thing.
Wait, you don't believe in Santa Claus? Come on.
Sorry, little kids, anyone that's watching. Anyway, she got me a jean jacket, a white T-shirt, leggings, and UGG boots. That is the white girl outfit.
Oh, man.
She's just been trying to set it up.
So you have a Christmas coming up, so get your new list going.
Right. So she's going to be like, so how about that BMW?
Yeah, exactly. Back on the list.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, no.
I think that she goes away to Jeep survive
back
and forth.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, right. There you go.
I like.
You can do a lot of traveling.
Yeah, but there's a lot of upgrades that you can do on a Jeep to make it work.
That's true. Hey, you know, and the value of I mean, you had a Jeep, didn't you, for a little while? What'd you think?
Dependable? I had a 2016 Jeep Grand Cherokee, and I loved it.
Oh yeah.
No, it got good gas mileage. For as big as it was, it got good gas mileage, and no, it was dependable. It's fast.
You know, that's probably good.
The same.
It's a good around.
But if you're looking for a car to, you know, you're in travel, Subaru,
yeah.
you move up into like the WRX or the because then it's stick shift, so you can have some fun going back and forth.
My Jeep is stick shift.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's cool.
But yeah, you can get into an Impreza WRX for like less than 30.
And
so
you know what's cool? You know what's cool about the stick shift? None of her friends would be driving her car.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
That's what I love most.
Right.
Is
sorry,
none of my
stick.
Brothers can steal it. No one can steal
right.
it.
It's like, oh, sorry. Unless you know how to drive a stick.
Yep.
You know.
Well, see, I like to say no, we'll steal it. But one time I woke up and she had it. She's out driving around.
You had to take it, right? Yeah. We'll get this oxygen sensor out of here. No. Well, that's cool. So if you go to college, that's a good idea. Maybe get a keep that as your, when you visit home and you have your around town Jeep.
I don't know.
Really? Yeah.
No, she wants a BMW so bad. I don't know why she doesn't get one for herself.
She might. She, you know,
as soon
kids,
as you go to college.
Kids gone, yeah. Yeah. Right.
You're gonna need tax write-offs.
Yeah. Oh yeah. There you go. So well, are you
having a couple kids?
I know, right? You know about the secrets here. the family secrets. So when are you planning on college? Is it like next year? Or
next fall.
Next fall. Wow,
yeah.
That's around the corner.
Oh yeah, I think 9 more months.
So. Are you looking at schedules and things for your racing at this time? Because your Jeep probably can't haul a little Legend to the racetrack.
Well, actually,
you should be able to.
Yeah.
Actually, I think you will.
No, it won't. No. It's a four-cylinder. I can barely get up to 80 on the freeway by myself. I go 65.
I go 55. Yeah, whatever the speed limit is, that's what I go.
You know, actually, I go under the speed limit.
Yeah.
55.
Hey, so is racing in part of your plans? I mean, do you, is that something you want to continue to do, or are you thinking like, hey, I got to take a year off and then concentrate on my college?
I completely plan
really?
On keep on racing and everything. If it's a $34 flight, then it's a $34
right.
flight.
So you're going to become Jeff Gordon, fly in, race, and fly back out.
Oh, yeah. I got to make school. But, I mean, I can always schedule my school.
Sure, well, yes, like nonchalant. Yeah, you know, fly
five.
In. The
it's
car will
five.
Be at the track for me, you know.
So.
I'll have my limo driver take me from the airport to
a helicopter over to the track.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Right?
What do you want to major in?
So if I go to ASU, then it'll be for forensic psychology, so like the minds of murderers and everything, and be super cool.
Do you feel like you have that mindset here?
Oh my god, yes. I love that type of stuff. Like, I'll sit there and watch like horror documentaries all day.
Tell them what your favorite thing was there,
because
it's disgusting.
Oh.
You decided
ASU. What is it called again? It has to do with the morgue.
They get to play with the
Gabber.
Wow.
Yes. And I want to become a police officer.
That's great. Which one first?
School first, because then
first.
You get a $10,000
scholarship.
No.
They do like a sign on
$10,000 bonus,
okay.
Every year if you have a college degree.
Cool. I didn't know that. Wow.
Pretty nice.
So you're gonna do? So that's the long term goal is become a police officer.
That's the
and
vision
then get
as
in.
Of right now. It's right. Changed 3 times.
Do you know any police officers?
That's in the last hour.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Do you know? Have you met any police officers? Have you talked to anybody about that?
Oh yeah,
really?
I have lots of police officer friends and a lot of people I like to
talk
to.
In the fields that you're looking. Oh really?
Oh yeah.
Really?
And even retired, I have. Lots of people I like
That's
to talk
cool.
to you and everything.
That's cool.
I was actually in the Police Explorers for a little bit. So.
See, this is the kind of stuff you need to tell us about. We have to draw it out of you. Like,
oh,
hey,
yeah.
Guess what? I used to do this, too. That's what your dad's talking about is, hey, you forgot this whole year of this, you know.
Yeah.
Go yeah. Homicide.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, my God. If I could be, like, an FBI agent, that'd be cool. Or a detective on, like, murderers and, like,
hey, whatever you set your mind to, that's what you're going to do.
I know.
So.
I love it. I love that type of stuff and, like, gore and just
That's really cool.
Scary.
Wow. Why don't you get a job at the morgue then?
No. Not
no?
exciting.
I don't like it that much.
It's not exciting. You sit in the cold all day with dead people talking to yourself. Not fun.
That's true. Yeah, it's like
putting on really bad makeup.
Right?
Like, well, I don't know how like some people can do that kind of job, but I guess some people like being around that or something.
You know,
sorry.
She was driving down the road and saw a person impaled with two
right.
roots through, or
right.
I'd be the first one to stop. I'd be, oh my gosh, let me.
I can't help you, but I gotta stop.
No.
I want to investigate how it happened.
Yeah, let me see how this happened.
Oh, you're not gonna be like the rest of society and just like take a video of them?
No, I'd
instead
be
of
saying
helping
that.
Them?
I'd be like, okay, don't move. Let me find something to like strap yeah. your neck to something else. And we will not sit here. I will call the ambulance.
After I investigate how you got
right.
in that situation.
And I'm like, how are you hanging
yeah.
from a
Here's
tree?
What happened.
Right, I know, like, did you hit that big old boulder right there and just, like...
The police gets there. Okay, here's what happened, guys.
I was like, I got the full
story.
Right? I already did my sketches
yep.
and everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Problem solved. Yeah.
We measured the skid marks. Or...
Oh, yeah.
That's cool, though. At least you have a plan on what you want to do and all that, and you know... the insights of the job and all that. Is that part of why you want to get in that field? Is it because you do know people in the industry?
Not so much about the people. The people that are in the industry, I want to help others and give back what they have given to me, because I've had lots of police officers and they've all given me, like, on the worst days, give me, like, just a little, hey, like, remember this.
Right.
And it was just a little part of happiness.
Right.
And I want to do that for someone else.
Oh, that's cool.
And, like, cause that little happiness. Because if you show up to a house fire and there's a little kid and she's so upset that her little doll is still in her bed,
right.
I can make her day.
You'd
I can make that terrible day. Yes, I would. I don't even care. See a fireman? Give me your jacket.
You know, that's good. I know as a parent, that's, you know, like, man, I know my kid would probably run in there and do that. But, you know, on the other side, it's like, you know, it's good to know there's people out there that want to put their lives out there for other people. You know, you don't see a lot of that today. And in, not to get into politics, but, the, you know, it seems like the way the world is going, we need young minds like yourself and changes and all that. So,
oh, yeah. It's hard to find these kids.
Yeah, so it's really cool. You know, I commend you for that, and I look forward to seeing you as a police officer in the future.
Yes.
That's exciting.
Fireman.
Well, see, now she added in fireman.
I'm telling you, it changes. Yes.
So, you know, as a first responder, okay?
Yeah.
So something
with paramedics,
first
not bad either. Paramedics.
They just don't get paid a lot.
Yeah, I was like.
But sometimes you need that to get the stepping stone to get into something that you want to.
Yeah.
You know, you got to have that experience.
Then you could be a paramedic for the speedway, and you can have the best of both worlds.
No, because you're going to watch the race. You won't be able to race yourself. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, maybe when I'm retired and old and wrinkly, hey, how are you? Not saying that our first, like, our safety crew are old and wrinkly.
Yeah, some of them are, I think, at the track, but I have, hey,
no, they're always so nice.
They
to
are,
me.
You know what?
And, so and, nice to me.
You know, there can't be a better, probably, crew out there that is watching over us at the racetrack. So, you know, it's. Joking aside, you know, yeah, they're amazing out there. So, you know, are there any more races at the Bullring you're going to be doing?
Not until next season.
Just you're done for, so your
this
points is done, that's
is
it.
Done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not going to jump into nothing else and try to race anything, just Havasu, huh?
Yeah, Havasu, anywhere I can
oh, yeah,
jump
they got,
in. Yeah, road course.
Well, they got the road course coming up, right?
Oh, yeah.
You're going to do that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well,
I'll
that's going to be cool. Can't wait. Do you like the road course?
Oh, it's my favorite.
Yeah.
I love it.
Better than
oval?
The oval?
Yes.
Okay.
It's so much more exciting.
Right. There's like, a lot going on, right?
Like going 120 miles per hour into turn one, that 90-degree turn.
Right. So you guys race on the big track, the big, I think it's 2.5 miles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The
okay.
one with the bus stop
yep.
and everything. Yep.
Oh, that's cool. So you got some good straightaways there.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
That back stretch is sketchy, though.
Yeah.
Sketchy. Then you have a little bus stop, and then you have, like, this – it's a super tight turn, a complete 180. And, like, oh, you're just flying. And then you see that, and you're like, oh.
See, the adrenaline junkie comes out of you then. Right?
Oh, yeah.
That's
so
cool.
Fun. I love it.
So that when does that start? That's in December usually, right? Yeah, I'm not
November,
sure.
November this year,
I think it's in December. We have 4 weekends, so 8 races.
Okay.
I do know that. I think it starts in December, every other weekend.
Okay. Yeah. I'll have to keep an eye out for that.
Yeah, I don't
I'll have to check that out. We'll come cheer you on.
Is that the
Make
same
sure
one?
To bring layers.
Is that the same one that was out at the...
Not Speed Vegas. The one by the Bullring.
Right, but... They're moving it back to the Bullring. It was at Speed Vegas. Now they're moving it back to the Bullring.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the one that you guys were involved in? With
yes.
The Speed Vegas races? Well, wasn't that just because there's COVID, there's no racing?
Yeah.
So they were able to
do
that road course.
Yeah. Did you like that road course?
God, no.
You know, because that track is not made for racing. It's made for an experience, you know. So to put you guys on a track like that, it's tough, you know, because it's not made for, you know, racing. But, yeah, you know, your guys' car is probably better than others, but you were involved with that. What did you think?
I didn't get a race it.
I know, but what did you see? Did you see it? Was it like tight racing?
Oh,
it's because
not a tight
it wasn't
racing.
Like a track for...
Yeah.
Red cars.
Hardly any passing room.
Right. Well, you know, that's where you got to learn how to pass, you know.
Oh, it wasn't how to pass. It's where is there room
right.
to pass because you can't take it too wide or else you're in the barrels.
You ever, like, push anybody aside to try to pass?
No.
Did you ever get pushed aside to get passed?
No, it was more me trying to take the outside line, thinking I can do it, and then running over a barrel.
Oh. Do you think you need to be more aggressive as a racer or less aggressive, or how do you think your driving style is?
Depends what situation I'm in.
I mean, are you calm on the track, or like in your helmet, are you screaming and yelling at people? I mean, people are different people when they're in the race car from when
in
they're off
the race
track.
Car, honestly, I'm very calm, and I have a lot of things I think about. Until I get touched.
Do you try to dissect the race like a forensic person too? Like, okay, this person's going to do this. So here's where I'm going to do that.
Oh, yeah, that's what I do on the start. Okay. Oh, yeah, completely. I'm saying that because on the start, you have to watch one and two, not the person in front of you. Because when they go, you have to hit your gas because it's like 3 seconds until your brain registers to hit the gas to send it all down to your foot to hit the pedal. So I've seen
it. She's got it all worked out, right?
You have to hit the gas. And then going into turn one, you generally want to watch who's ever in two and four because those are the ones that generally get caught up either one and two breaks really hard, so then three and four get wrecked.
Right. So
or where
pattern.
Three and four get together. It's always in that same area, three, four, five, and six. So you always have to watch there. And then once you get past that, then you're good.
Does it matter like who's in that position? Like, do you watch like whoever that person is in that second spot? So I got to watch them because they're usually like on their brakes heavy, or do you know your different drivers out there?
Sometimes I'll sit there and do that, and like, but that's generally more before the race. I'll be like, okay, so this person is in fourth.
I'm in sixth.
Like, we have to be a little gentle on the start because they like to brake hard.
Okay.
Or this one rolls super fast on the start. Like, I know I can, like, stay up there. But that's just more so before the race.
Right.
It's just things that I can think about,
well,
but
cool,
during the race.
Because that's like that seat time that you learn and you don't realize, hey, that's the experience you gain every time you go out there and you drive with different racers. That's what's kind of exciting about racing at a particular track. But when you go travel, then that kind of opens up a whole new type of race because you don't know anybody there. You're the one coming in that they're watching out for, like, who is this person? So that's kind of fun. Are you looking forward to Havasu then? Do you like Havasu's track?
I haven't been to Havasu in what seems forever. I'm so excited to go
back. A cool track. It's a two-groove track. I know the Legends. I don't know. I've never raced a Legends car, so it must be even better in a small wheel vehicle like that. So
I only raced it in the Bandos.
So this is gonna be a new experience for you.
It'll be fun.
Okay, that's cool, because they probably have a bunch of people from Vegas go race there, so you'll know some of them maybe.
Honestly, I have no clue.
Yeah,
maybe.
You've been there when they've raced like Legends and stuff. They get a pretty decent
They get a big Legend
crowd. I know for a while they had a big group because Vegas was closed, but I don't know if some of those guys, I know I hear the talk that a lot of guys are going to go race there when Vegas shuts down, not shuts down, but when they close for the season. So that should be cool. That's one of my favorite tracks to race at. It's such a cool little track, it's a two groove track. You can race the outside or the inside.
And just Havasu itself is fun too.
It's funny because Havasu, you got two crowds, you got young people and old people. like no in between.
See, but if you're good with old people and you know how to have fun with old people, then it's a great time.
Yeah, if you know how to screw with them, that's fine. No, I'm just kidding.
Wait, so where do we fit in?
We don't go to that. We don't go to Havasu. I like to think we're in between, not young or old.
I don't know who to hang with.
We look from the outside. So. No, that's cool. That's cool. What about sponsors? I know you have sponsors that help you out in your racing and all that. So you want to talk about some of your sponsors?
So it's all kind of up in the air. We still represent everyone that is sponsoring me and everything, but a lot of it is like recognition, not so much like what you can call a sponsor.
Well, that's fine. If there's people you want to recognize that help you out, whether it's with financial or just moral support or anything like that.
It's just with due to COVID and everything, a lot of things got switched around and a lot of things like plummeted, and then now it's trying to make it pay back up. So I couldn't find the word for it.
Your college and stuff and
And with the bull ring season, there wasn't much planning to it.
Right.
It was just like, oh, hey.
We're racing. We don't know what we're going to do. And
so there wasn't a lot of, planning going
into
it.
We're still with our same sponsors, like sunglasses and Bigger Brand Media. They're two big financial backers.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, Chloe Lynch Racing is a place they can go to find out more about your sponsors or get a hold of you. You have like swag that you sell. Okay.
I do.
All right.
My Instagram, DM me, Soil and Tracing.
So is that where they can they purchase online or they got to get a like email you
they
or get a hold of you?
They can purchase online or even text me or whatever they need.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's
if they
cool.
text me, then I can just send them like the stuff of where to
go.
So
that helps support, you know, your racing, you know, because there's a lot of expenses that people don't see. It's not just in putting into the race car, but it's getting to the track and eating and, you know, you name
entry
it.
Fee
entry
and,
fees.
Yeah.
And there's just all different oil for the, you know. It just
it goes
on and on.
Thing.
You know, the Jeep that pulls the car to the track, you know, that needs work on.
That one doesn't do it.
I know. The BMW that pulls it to the track. You know.
Where there's a will, there's a way. Trust me.
Oh,
I made it to the track.
Hey, Gary's put hitches on BMWs before, haven't you?
Fine,
right?
Yeah. Did it actually pull it, though?
Oh, yeah. I don't know what would they pull on a BMW?
Usually jet skis.
Oh, okay.
Usually jet skis, but two jet skis weigh about
how much
legend?
With the open trailer with no parts.
Oh
no
tools, right.
Just the car. Even take off the wheels. Like, make it even lighter.
So you have an enclosed trailer that you use, and you have all your tools and stuff. So you need a 745 BMW. You need the big one.
Oh yeah. Maybe an SUV.
Well, SUV would be something.
She's finally listening. She's hearing it from other people.
So is it a Cadillac SUV? What are we talking?
She wanted to get the one where the roof comes down and you just sit there.
Well, so SUV is an option, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's cool. You brought it up. No.
A Jeep SUV. Best of both worlds.
Right.
I actually don't really like the Jeep SUVs. I like the older style of the Jeeps.
I think the newer Renegades, you can get a decent engine in it that should tow.
Well, you could probably drop a 350 in her Jeep. Just put a crate motor in it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it'll work out great.
Yeah, people do that, right?
I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll pass smog, though.
Well, I don't know what kind of... how that works, but I know people do that stuff all the time.
You have to wait 20 years to it's a classic vehicle, and
right.
then you pull the engine out.
Yeah.
As soon as you get that license plate, you pull the engine out.
Oh, well. So going back to racing, are you going to start next season? Because there'll be some months in there where let's say the boring starts before you go to college. Are you going to try to catch any of those races, many as you can in the legend?
Oh, yeah. I'll grab as many
How about,
races.
Have you thought about like jumping in something else? Like to do a race or two or something
the
like that?
The thought has been there, yes.
I'm going to be talking to Gary about put you in a truck one of these couple of these races. The trucks are fun. Yeah, I think you'd love
I'm
the
just
truck.
As surprised as you are.
Yeah. Well, if you were going to college, we could have talked about maybe having you in a ride for a season. You know, so if your main plan don't work out and you stay here and join the Army later and you want to race for a full season, maybe come talk to us.
Oh, it'll be a full season.
Really?
Trust me.
You think so? Okay.
It will be a full season.
Well, maybe you need to talk to me and Gary about getting a full size. It's a spectrum. Have you seen the Lane Mile Truck Series trucks?
They've been at the bowl.
Yeah, we've been out there a couple times.
Right.
He
won one time.
He won July 3rd in his race. So I think you'd fit well in a series like that. You know, especially next year, we got a lot of cool things going on. We're, you know, not that you want to become a big time racer, but if you do, it's not bad to put your name out there. We have some really cool PR stuff we're putting together and so on. So maybe
I'm
that's
interested.
Something, you know. And we don't do like a ton of races. We try to spread them out. Where if you did want to go race your other stuff, you know, they're spread out enough. We got some cool tracks we have planned, and we won't get into that right now, but. So, you know, we're a traveling series, so we got, you know, multiple tracks that we're looking at that are a lot of fun. And
we're actually headed to Orange Show this weekend.
This weekend,
Orange Show in San Bernardino.
So I don't know if you ever heard of Orange Show Speedway.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. We did talk about that the last time we were in.
Very,
yeah.
Very
so sweet. In the trucks, we'll be there. So you can root for Gary. Yeah.
Go Gary.
Yep.
Yes, you got this.
So
I'll see you in Winter Circle.
Hopefully.
Yes.
Yeah. Hopefully. Yeah. So, but you know, so we got some cool things going on. So maybe we'll talk, you know, and you know, we'll make it affordable. So they're fun. I'm a truck. I love the truck. These used to be the old ASA speed trucks back in the day, and that disbanded quite a few years ago. And we put together this truck series to
crazy
kind of
idea.
Carry it on. I know. Yeah.
Another crazy idea.
Yeah. So,
but we do have some exciting stuff coming out.
And road course we're probably going to put together next year too. And it's a lot of fun in these trucks in a road course. Yeah.
Ooh,
and a dirt race.
Yeah.
And a dirt race.
Yep.
Dirt
Can I drive in one?
Yeah. Well, we'll talk. Yeah. So you know, it's a really unique racing experience in these trucks. You know, because they are different. So, you know, it is an opportunity for a young driver like yourself to stand out. We do our own PR, and we put it out there at all the different outlets. Mm-hmm. You know, we have Neil Reed that used to do the PR for Vegas. He does all our stuff like that for us. And, you know, we got some really cool stuff coming up next year. So think about it. Think about it. Talk to your mom and dad, you know.
You remember the M&D?
Excuse me. I missed that. I must be mom and dad. So
yes, mom and dad.
So, anyways, but cool. Hey, we did. Did you play the her bumper?
No.
So let her
know
where
it is.
Her bumper. It's on there. It's on the top
bumper.
Top few.
Is that what we recorded last time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate hearing.
I know. You get to go like this then.
Yeah.
La 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 la. Did you find it?
I'm looking.
Oh man, it should be there at the top.
No sir.
Oh man. You're not
Let
looking
me look
hard
again.
Enough. Should be somewhat near the top.
Oh, I found it.
Oh, see?
Ready?
Go ahead.
This is Chloe Lynch, the number 50 legend driver, and you're listening to On Wheels Now.
So because of that, we're going to play it every week for the next, to the end of the year.
Every week.
What is that? Is that how I sound, like just regularly? Wait, can you?
Well, yeah. That's,
maybe.
Nobody
this is Chloe Lynch, the number 50 legend driver, and you're listening to On Wheels Now.
No.
I was just making sure you heard it.
Oh, I heard.
Well, we could turn it down.
Just
like
wait for the remix.
No, you know, and we appreciate you doing that. You know, that's something that is cool. You know, we appreciate you doing that for us and, you know, representing us at On Wheels Now.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we're going to be supporting you out at the track. So, I don't know. I think we should get her in a,
Here's
in a,
one for you.
In a dirt car.
Here.
I'm Thane Alderman, and you're listening to On Wheels Now.
You know Thane Alderman? That's one of the old guys.
Very old guys.
Actually,
like, who?
Mark Allison. You know who Mark Allison is? No, he probably don't.
He's another very old guy.
Wait, we got her to yawn, so that's good. She almost made it through. We got just a couple minutes left, but she finally made it to yawn. But that's because her mom was yawning first. if she's cold, turn it off. Oh, did he? Okay. All right. We want
that was already taken care of before you showed up.
I showed up late, so I got no say so in it. But Thane, Mark Allison was talking about maybe having him and Thane come in on the show. I was like, that's fine. I said, Gary might not want Thane to come in, but that's okay. if you saw Thane at the racetrack, you would think it was Gary. They look alike. So.
Uh-huh.
They don't act alike, but they look alike.
Where are we going with this?
I don't know where I was going. Nice. Anyways.
Who do you want to thank? Thanks, Mom and Dad.
Yeah.
Thanks, M&D. Thanks, Electric Sunglasses. Thank you, Bigger Brand Media.
And if you did forget anything, your dad talked about.
Yeah,
sorry,
yeah,
you forgot.
Like
if you want to find out more, what's the best way to get a hold of you? Chloe Lynch Racing, of course, .com, but also social media.
The best place you can reach me personally is Chloe Lynch Racing off Instagram.
Okay.
And
if it's not down, you can get a hold of me. I heard it was down. I'm not
so much as big as on Facebook or anything.
Okay.
Instagram's more where you can talk to me personally and everything. Facebook is like I reached out, yeah.
I was weird, man. Being single, looking for a flat tire. You know what, Cook, you want to take on a young driver, Cody Lynch, way to go. CodyLynchRacing.com and Cook Instagram. I can't say how great it is coming up in the racing world. It's really cool to have somebody like you. So, can't wait to see the future. So we'll see, yeah, we'll see you live in the future. At onroadman.com, and you'll see Rachel Habitude. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening.